The Third of John. The older man to Gaius, the beloved, whom I truly love. Beloved one, I pray that in all things you continue to prosper and enjoy good health, just as you are now prospering. For I rejoiced very much when brothers came and bore witness about the truth you hold, as you go on walking in the truth. No greater joy do I have than this, that I should hear that my children go on walking in the truth. Beloved one, you show your faithfulness in what you do for the brothers, even though they are strangers to you. They have given a witness about your love before the congregation. Please send them on their way in a manner worthy of God. For it was in behalf of His name that they went out, not taking anything from the people of the nations. So we are under obligation to show hospitality to such ones, so that we may become fellow workers in the truth. I wrote something to the congregation, but Diotrephes, who likes to have the first place among them, does not accept anything from us with respect. That is why, if I come, I will call attention to the works he is doing in spreading malicious talk about us. Not being content with this, he refuses to welcome the brothers with respect, and those who want to welcome them, he tries to hinder and to throw out of the congregation. Beloved one, do not imitate what is bad, but imitate what is good. The one who does good originates with God. The one who does bad has not seen God. Demetrius has been well reported on by them all, and by the truth itself. In fact, we too are bearing witness about him, and you know that the witness we give is true. I had many things to write you, but I do not wish to go on writing you with pen and ink. However, I am hoping to see you soon, and we will speak face to face. May you have peace. The friends send you their greetings. Give my greetings to the friends by name.